Good morning. I've never done this before, so bear with me. I'm dyslexic and hard of hearing, so that's a great combination. I'm going to open with a verse from Matthew 6:13-14. Enter through the narrow gate. The gate is wide, and the road is broad that leads to destruction. And those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate, and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few. I was born and baptized Catholic. Raised in a Catholic religion my whole life. Went to Catholic school through eighth grade, and those nuns were tough. God and church were always part of our family life. My parents believed that the family that prayed together stayed together, and we prayed quite a bit. My parents got me into swimming at the age of seven, and I swam competitive through 2 years of college. So I really never got into drugs, smoking, marijuana. I mean, I've tried it, but when you swim and you smoke, it didn't go together. So I never got into that habit. So when I got into high school, I worked as a lifeguard for 3 summers, and I started to work at a department store like Costco. It's called Fedco down in Southern California, and I worked as a cart pusher. That was what I first did, and I worked myself up to assistant manager in like 11 years. And I met my first wife at Fedco, and we were married in 1982. Her name was Bobby. We were married in the church, and we partied with friends quite a bit. You like drinking and stuff. And my wife, Bobby, always seemed to drink excessively. And I'll come back to that in my story later. I guess my first wife brought me to Christ. It was something, you know, that she never really intentionally did, but she did. How that story happened was trials and a lot of tears, pain, discovery, and the faith in Jesus Christ. I started my career with the Department of Corrections in 1984 and moved to Susanville on the day I graduated from the academy. Like most correctional officers, work kind of consumed me. Everything was about my job. And my wife, Bobby, who was away from family, friends, and didn't like it up here real well, she didn't like it too much, so she drank. And that was something that she did. At first, I never really considered her an alcoholic, but the more she experienced blackouts and drinking binges, a blackout and drinking binges, she would, you know, basically get drunk for 8-10 days. And, it was hard. After her first DUI, I told her it was me or the booze, and she chose the booze. So I moved out. I actually left my house and my kids, and I moved out for 3 weeks, and it was hard on my kids. So I moved back, and I decided and vowed that I'd be a better husband. And I believed in those words that I spoke at our wedding. I believed in better for worse, richer or poor, sickness and health, till death do us part. And while I was learning, I learned to cook. I learned to clean. I learned to do the laundry. I learned to sew. I learned to be dependent on my own. I did my homework with my kids. And, my wife was involved in a lot of family. My kids loved her to pieces, but she drank, and that was something that was, really in our life. Christ wasn't first in my life then. I became a bitter man. I was mad at the world, and it showed in my life. And Bobby's next DUI was a serious one. She rolled the van off a cliff with a passenger in it, didn't have a seatbelt on. She totaled the van. She hurt herself pretty bad, face and neck injuries, scarring. When she got a little better, she went into a rehab for 2 weeks, and she went to AA, and I was introduced to a thing called Al-Anon. Now, that's her families of alcoholics. And I remember going to the first meeting there. We were just standing there, and the only question I had was, what about us? What about me? And after I got involved in Al-Anon, I had a sponsor who taught me to pray. His name was Frank. And to expect answers and expect miracles. And I'm going to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, 9 and 10. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. I learned that I couldn't change my wife, but I could change me. And that's what I worked on. When my wife would go on drinking binges for 2 or 3 days, she would just disappear. Basically, I didn't know if she was dead on the side of the highway or crashed out on somebody's couch. And that took a big toll on us. I prayed and took care of my kids the best I could. And I wrote here the Christmas story. I was supposed to tell you the Christmas story. It was kind of hard then, but now it's kind of humorous, and my kids and I laugh about it. My wife had made a big Christmas dinner, turkey, everything. And she got upset about, she was drinking, she got upset at the gravy, I think it was, and ended up throwing the whole dinner through the kitchen window out in the front yard. Dogs loved it. You know, then it was like, what are you doing? And then she passed out, and I learned in Al-Anon to have a artillery plan, and so I took my kids to McDonald's, and then they had that new little place we play with, and little yard out front, and the kids loved it. The Lord kind of took care of me. In about 1994, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I started to read the Bible more and got involved in my church, the Catholic Church up here. I taught second grade catechism for a couple of years, had a couple of ministries going. I felt the healing of God in my life. And I decided that at work, you know, through the Department of Corrections, that promotion wasn't for me. I was going to just stay as a guard. And my what was important was my life, my family, and my faith, and my God. So I put God first, and my family changed. Everything in my life changed. Even my wife, Bobby, found sobriety. She was diagnosed with liver disease, cirrhosis, and she was diagnosed with lung disease, emphysema, because she smoked and she drank. And she looked 65 and was barely 42. Another story is we were coming out of Walmart one day, and I had her in a wheelchair pushing her out, and a friend of mine stopped us and said, "Oh, is this your mom?" And I thought, "This is my wife." And he looked at me and looked at her, and I never really noticed that she looked ancient. She looked old. It had taken a toll on her. In 2001, January, she passed away at Washoe Medical Center, now renowned, at the age of 46. And even as I sat there and she breathed her last, I knew Jesus was in my life. I felt a great time out. I felt a great peace that the Lord had given me. And I'm going to read from Matthew, Matthew 6, 25 through 34, or 25 through 27, and verse 33 to be exact. And it says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, reap, or store away in barns, and let your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not much more valuable than they? And who of you can, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? But first seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. I wrote in here, I was going to be okay, and I knew it. I was going to be okay. I stayed involved in the Catholic Church, but I started questioning a lot of things in the Catholic Church. When the priests wouldn't even have answers for me, I went to different churches, to different people, and asked questions. I was looking for direction, basically. And I was looking for that personal relationship with Christ, which is something that I don't think the Catholic Church really teaches. I stayed single for about 4 years, and I dated a little bit, but not very much. And a friend of mine, actually four women at work, four Christian women, introduced me to, had me go to their church, which was the Nazarene Church, and introduced me to a lady, Jana Laws. And on her first date, I took her to dinner in Reno, and in a crowded restaurant, I asked her to pray with me before dinner. And that kind of really drew her to me, and her to me, and vice versa, I to her. We were married 7 months later in July of 2005, and we just celebrated our third anniversary. We put God first in our lives. We pray together a lot. We continue to read the Bible daily, or I do. She does too. I dust myself off daily, pray a lot, and put Christ as my driver and the Holy Spirit as my guide. I'm work in progress, is what I wrote here. And my hope is in Christ Jesus. I'd like to close with this verse here. This is from the Psalms 25, 4 and 5. It says, "Show me your way, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth, and teach me that you are my God and my Savior. And my hope is in you all day long."